Kolmården Wildlife Park, or Kolmården Zoo, is a massive animal park in Sweden, and it very well may be the world's best zoo. You have all sorts of animals, plus a unique cable car safari. But that's not the only ride here. You have a handful of family rides, and then for some weird reason, the world's tallest wooden roller coaster. So in this video, I will explain why this place is well worth checking out. Kolmården Wildlife Park opened back in 1965. The zoo rapidly accumulated one of the deepest animal collections in the world. This includes all sorts of land animals, plus some marine creatures. Parks and Resorts Scandinavia purchased the park in 2001. This company also owns three other parks in Sweden, including Gronelund. And over the past two decades, they've turned the park into a hybrid zoo and amusement park. This included three big changes. First, they closed the park's drive-through safari in 2010. A year later, they opened Safari Banan. This was the world's first cable car safari, and it's such a unique experience. Second, they built Bamse's World. This was a children's area themed to a popular Swedish bear, and it's filled with smaller rides. Third, they built three different roller coasters, with the most notable being Wildfire. This record-breaking wood coaster opened in 2016 as one of Europe's best roller coasters. This may be the weirdest location to find a world-class thrill coaster. This ride put Kolmården Zoo on the map with coaster enthusiasts. And if you belong to a roller coaster club, you can actually visit this park for free once per year. Just show your active membership card at Guest Relations and you'll get a free ticket. If you need to purchase a daily admission ticket, these can vary wildly by day. Some off-peak days cost as little as 299 Swedish krona or $27. But busier days like summer Saturdays can cost as much as 499 Swedish krona, or $46. There are also a series of add-ons. There are two early entry experiences. One gives an hour of early access to Bamse's World, and the other is a morning tour of the zoo. Then you also have some exclusive animal encounters. I haven't done these, but they seem reasonably priced compared to what other zoos charge for similar experiences. Then if you have a car, you'll also have to pay roughly 100 krona or $9 to park. Alternatively, this park is very much accessible with public transit. The 420 bus is a stop outside the park, and it connects you to the train stations in Norrköping and Kolmården. These train stations then connect you to larger cities like Stockholm and Gothenburg. Just make sure to book your train ticket before you arrive at the station, because they sometimes can fill up during rush hour. On that note, if you take the train and have your bags with you, there are some sizable lockers in the gift shop towards the front. You definitely do not want to be lugging your bags around with you. Kolmården Zoo is one of the largest parks in the world, as it spans 370 acres, so be prepared to do a ton of walking. Bamse's World is located towards the front of the park. All the other rides, including Wildfire, are located towards the back. No exaggeration, it takes roughly a half hour to walk from the very front of the park to the back area with Wildfire. Not only that, but you can't even see this massive coaster until you're right on top of it. But this is not a park you want to rush through. This is a scenic park, and you're basically walking through the forest. The walkways bring you past all sorts of animal enclosures. The habitats are large and expansive. Animals are still the heart and soul of the park. Kolmården has roughly 85 different animal species and approximately 600 different animals. The best way to see the animals is the aforementioned Safari Banan. This is a half-hour-long sky ride over many of the park's animal species. You'll see bears, lions, deer, and many more creatures roaming about. No two rides will ever be the same, so this is one that's well worth re-riding. It is also narrated, as there's a button on the ceiling allowing you to select the language, English, Finnish, or Swedish. Along with the animal aspect, you also get some stunning views of both Wildfire and the surrounding area. This park is located adjacent to the Baltic Sea, but you really can't tell from the midways because of all the tree coverage. This is the park's most popular ride by far. The line will move at a steady rate at least, as the attraction is very high capacity. Each gondola holds up to 8 guests, and there are dozens on the course at once. I would strongly recommend heading here first though. Not only will you beat the crowds there, but they will also allow individual parties to ride alone when the attraction doesn't have a queue. Later in the day, they'll pair multiple parties together to keep the line moving. This can get a bit awkward if groups need or want different languages. The park also sells pre-booked time slots for the safari. This allows you to skip the line, but these are extremely pricey, as they'll run you 249 krona, or $23 per person per ride. Lines are not an issue for the park's other attractions. Both my visits to Kolmården have taken place in extremely rainy days, so everything has been a walk-on for me. But from what I understand, queue times are minimal even on beautiful summer days. Don't be scared by that massive overflow queue for Wildfire. It's almost never used. The longest line I've ever heard of this coaster having is roughly 15 to 20 minutes, and that's even with them almost always running just one train. Wildfire is another one worth hitting early. When this ride develops a queue, seating is strictly on a first-come basis, so it can be tricky to get the front row later in the day. Most people fill the train front to back, so it's still easy enough to get the rear rows even when it has a line. You can also usually marathon this coaster early in the day without getting off the train, and this definitely is a coaster you'll want to ride over and over again. This is the best wood coaster in all of Europe. Wildfire was the fourth and final Topper Track coaster ever built by Rocky Mountain Construction, or RMC. This special track has a thicker steel rail than traditional wood coasters, providing a smoother ride experience. And this ride is still running very smoothly, the smoothest of all the Topper Tracks. The layout is also really cool. The tall elements offer beautiful views of the sea. Then the ride goes through the woods and along a rocky hill. The ride's best moments are as good as any coaster. I absolutely love the first drop. It's gigantic and chock full of ejector airtime. I also love the sideways ejector airtime and the twist and shout. Then there are three fantastic inversions as well, all of which will have you levitating out of your seat. The pacing in the first half is nearly flawless, but the coaster does lose some steam in the second half when it keeps climbing up the hill. This causes some of the later airtime moments to be on the weaker side. Simply put, this ride doesn't finish with a bang like a lot of RMCs. That being said, it is still a wonderful coaster that should be on everyone's bucket list. Wildfire is the park's only true thrill ride. The other two coasters are more for kids and families. Delphin Express is a Vekoma extended roller skater with an identical layout to Islands of Adventure's Flight of the Hippogriff. Then you also have Gudis Toget, Azir Force 190 with the same layout as Grover's Alpine Express at Busch Gardens Williamsburg. Both coasters are fairly mild, but they are comfortable for guests of all ages. Kids will also find plenty of other rides in Bams' World waiting for them. This area has some smaller flat rides, and also an antique car ride. Then the park also has some playgrounds scattered about the park. Beyond the rides, the park also has some animal shows. These are well worth checking out, particularly the dolphin show. Then there are some animal presentations that allow guests to ask questions. Staff members here are super friendly, and if you're coming from overseas like me, almost all of them are fluent in English. Moving on to the food, I haven't had any major meals here. I've just had some snacks and hot dogs. The quality is fine, the food is reasonably priced, and the service is quick. Lastly, this park also has an overnight accommodation that lets you stay right next to the animals. I haven't looked too much into this, but it seems like an awesome opportunity for animal lovers. So do I recommend Kolmården Zoo? I sure do. This is an impressive animal park. There are a wide range of species, and you also have the unique safari sky ride to see so many of them. Then you also have some rides, most notably Wildfire. This ride single-handedly makes it a must for coaster enthusiasts. How much time you'll need depends on your interests. If you only care about the coasters, you probably can do Kolmården in just a few hours. But if you want to see the animals as well, and I strongly recommend doing so, this park requires the better part of a day. That's mainly because of the sheer size of the park. A full loop takes an hour without any stops, and there's a lot to see anyway. So those are my thoughts on Kolmården Zoo. What are your thoughts on this park? Let me know down in the comments. If you enjoyed this review, I would appreciate it if you gave this video a like, and you considered subscribing, because there'll be a lot more roller coaster and amusement park videos here at Canopy Coaster. Thanks for watching.